For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Christians often think of heaven fondly, the time when they will finally meet their Lord and Savior face to face, as well as being reunited with loved ones that have passed on from this earth. Last week, Pastor Holland started a two-part series examining the promise of eternal perfection and the struggles of this earth that will not be present in this wonderful place. Join us now for the conclusion of The Seven Left Out of Heaven.
Friend, I tell you today, I'm resting in the fact that I'm going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ one day forever and forever and ever. When I leave here, I'm going to a much better place, a wonderful place that God has prepared for me. Aren't you glad today to know that sorrow, that emotion, that sorrow we've experienced, it's just for the night. I believe our time down here and the sorrow we experience down here will be but just a minute compared to the joy that comes in the morning. I won't try to sing it to you, but I do want to read the words. God's children too long have been burdened. They are longing for heaven's green shore, where heartaches are left all behind us and burdens are carried no more. Come morning, I'll walk by the river. I'll rest neath the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me. Sometimes I'm despised and rejected and question, O Father, how long? And then I take one more look at Mount Calvary, and it gives me the strength to go on. Come morning, I'll walk by the river. I'll rest neath the evergreen tree. So I'll carry my cross through the midnight. Come morning, there's glory for me. Just a minute. We're not going to experience the sorrow that we experience down here. I think today as I read in the paper all the tragedies, I think about the heartache and the sorrow that people endure and experience in their life. But friend, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be any more sorrow. There's going to be joy, and we're going to enjoy the blessings of being in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then fifthly, we find there's not going to be any more suffering. I tell you, you know, aches and pains, backache, knee ache, headache. I mean, you name the aches, we got them down here. But the Bible said in heaven, ain't going to be no more pain. I think we get to heaven, my, what a joy it's going to be. There's not going to be any more backache. There's not going to be any knees. It's not going to be unpleasant. I tell you, all the terrible suffering that we go through. We hear the terrible words, cancer. Somebody said they've been turned over to hospice. That's kind of a finality, isn't it, when they turn them over to hospice. I like hospice. They do a wonderful job. When you have to turn me over to hospice, just go ahead and turn me over to the Lord. He's taking me on out of here. When I get to heaven, there ain't going to be no more backaches. The Bible said in Philippians 3, He shall change our vile body that we might be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Oh, there ain't going to be no more suffering, friend. There's going to be some good things in heaven. There's going to be some bad things that aren't going to be in heaven, and we're going to be grateful for it. And then I'll tell you something else. There's not going to be a sanctuary in heaven. The Bible said in Revelation 21:22, and I'm giving you scripture for every bit of it. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb was the temple of it. You know what they sang a while ago? They sang the light of that city. They wasn't singing about a building. They wasn't singing about the church. They wasn't singing about a tabernacle. They were singing about Jesus Christ. They won't be no need for no light bulbs. They won't be no need for no batteries. Jesus is the light of the world. When we get to heaven, ain't going to be no sanctuary. Ain't going to be no need to construct a building. All you contractors just going to be out of work. Ain't going to be nothing you need to do there. But the Lamb of God will be praised and glorified all over heaven. The one who loved us. The one who gave Himself for us. The one who will receive us into His glory. Throughout all eternity, my, what a joy and a blessing that'll be. We'll just worship the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know. People talk about sitting by the river and fishing. I don't know about all that. But I know one thing. Praise, honor, and glory is going to be given to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful today there's not going to be no need of no sanctuary. And it'll last this morning, and I close with this. And I kind of say this with just a little bit of sadness. I'm glad there's not going to be these there. But in a sense, maybe it's my responsibility because they wasn't there. There's not going to be any sinners in heaven. Now, what it means by that, of course, is there's not going to be anybody there that's not saved. The Bible said in Revelation 20:15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You said, isn't that wonderful? Just a bunch of us saved people up there. I tell you, what a wonderful time. But I wonder, in our minds, if we might remember our friends that didn't make it. Our friends that refused to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The Bible said in Revelation 21, verse 8, and I want to emphasize this. I emphasize it every time I try and lead somebody to Christ. But the fearful and the unbelieving. Now, you remember that word right there, unbelieving. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Somebody said, wow, hadn't everybody lied? Yeah. Hadn't there been murders? I mean, can a murderer not go to heaven? See, I told you, listen to what I said. The fearful, and what was that word? And unbelieving. And the abominable, and the unbelieving. And the murderers, and the unbelieving, and so on, right on down through the rest of the verse. Friend, you don't go to hell just because you're a murderer. God hates murder. It's wrong. But thank God you can repent of your sins and be saved by the grace of God. The only way a murderer goes to hell, if he rejects the Lord Jesus Christ and refuses to call upon His name, be saved by His marvelous grace. Some of the most talked about criminals on death row today. One of them I will name, the son of Sam. You read the story, he got saved. He's doing everything he can in prison. I know he's got a sentence of death hanging over him. Just because we get saved, that means we're relieved of our crime. But it does mean God forgives us of our sin. It would be a great injustice this morning to close the message without expounding on this final point. As much as it grieves our heart to admit it, everybody's not going to heaven. Think about it, friend. If Jesus came right now, I wonder who'd be left in these pews. I hope no one. But there's a good chance someone would, because they'd fail to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. If I was a kid in the home, and just suppose my dad was going to take my sisters to Disney World. But they said, son, you can't go. I'd have been heartbroken. I'm telling you, everybody wants to go to Disney World. But I tell you, after a day at Disney World, you're broke, you're tired, you got a headache, and you wonder what in the world I went there to start with. But you know what? I got older, and I got a chance to go to Disney World on my own. I've been several times. When you die, you don't have another chance to go to heaven. Friend, when you draw your last breath, it's over. It saddens my heart today to know that there's people that need to be saved, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Yet today, they're not going to be in heaven. I'm glad Satan's not going to be there. I'm glad sorrow's not going to be there. I'm glad suffering's not going to be there. I'm glad that even sinners are not going to be there. There's not going to be any sin committed. But I'd sure be sad if you wasn't there. And this morning Jesus died for you. In Revelation 21:27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh alive, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It's not going to be any thieves up there. It's not going to be any liars up there. There's not going to be any robbers. There's not going to be any murderers. Not going to be any whoremongers. The only one that's going to be there is those who've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. There's coming a day when there's going to be a final judgment for sinners. The book will be open, and all the unrighteous will be found guilty before the Lord at what we know as the great white throne judgment. The Bible said when they stand at the great white throne judgment, they will hear with the human ears that you're hearing me today. Depart from me, you cursed, into an everlasting fire. Listen to this. Prepared for the devil and his angels. Not for you, but for the devil and his angels. But you chose to come because you rejected me. The only escape from this awful fate is found in Jesus Christ. He said in John 14, verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you reject him, you're not going to enter into eternal paradise. There's not going to be another chance. I tell you, if the Lord come back today and took us out of here, there'd be some people who say, well, I know, I remember what you said, and I'll cry out to God. No, you won't. The Bible said God will send a strong delusion, make you believe a lie. And you'll never enter into that glorious place in heaven where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I'm glad today I'm going, and I hope you know it, that you're going. You said, preacher, do you really believe we can know that? Oh, absolutely. God left us a roadmap. He told us everything we needed to know. And friend, when you stand before him, you can't say, but. No buts about it. You heard the truth. You rejected it. And you're cast into the lake of fire with the devil that isn't going to be there. And that's where you're going to burn forever and ever and ever. I tell you today, what a day that will be for the child of God. Although glorious, but sad sometimes because those we love maybe didn't go there. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for a place called heaven. Lord, I'm glad today that we can be encouraged from the Word of God to know that in that day, I'm glad to know the devil is not going to be there anymore. Lord, I'm glad to know that even the sea is not going to be there because that's where my sins are buried. And Lord, there'll be no more storms in my life. I'm glad there's not going to be any more sorrow. There's not going to be any more separation. I'm glad today, Lord, that we're going to be with you forever and ever and ever. Lord, I pray now that if there's anyone here that does not know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're saved. Lord, I invite them to come this morning and receive you as their Savior. Have your will and way, I pray, guide and direct, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible is clear about eternity. Everyone will either enjoy eternal bliss or suffer from eternal torment. There will be many wonderful things in heaven, and problems that plague us on earth will be left out of heaven. Christian, are you sharing the news of salvation with others? Be sure you are not left out of heaven. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.